Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I was lucky enough to appear on a legendary TV show last night. One of those shows that I've watched on TV for years and I never thought in a million years that I'd actually get to be on it. And one of those things where you've seen it for so long that it's quite surreal when you're actually in there doing it. Shooting Stars.
Oh, amazing.
I know. I got to actually call the dove from above.
Did you meet Ulrika?
Ooh. I was on Ulrika's team and I got to meet Vic and Bob and Angelos. And guess what was in Angelos's bag? What a night. It's going to be on in July.
Oh, that's loads of time to wait.
I know. But it was a really good fun. Like, you just have to go with Shooting Stars. Like, they don't tell you anything about it at all. On most TV shows, a researcher comes in and goes, right, so what's going to happen is they're going to interview you, then this will happen, then that will happen. You don't get any of that. They're like, just turn up and see what happens. At one point, there was what looked like a, without giving too much away, there was a puppet of a man who looked like he'd been, I don't know, like dragged through a hedge backwards, going across the stage in front of me with an aeroplane, a toy aeroplane flying above his head. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But you just got to go with it.
Mm.
And also, Jack D in a pram.
As you do.
Standard.
Yeah.
Now, also on my team was a bloke called Brian Butterfield, who was hilarious. Now, I'm sorry if I'm quite late on this. Not like me, is it? But I tweeted about this last night, and a lot of you kind of knew him already. So if you heard this before, because this is quite old, sorry, but it's brand new to me, and I'm finding him very funny. So the character of Brian is played by this bloke called Peter Serafinovich. So I looked him up on YouTube when I got home, and I found this, which is the Brian Butterfield diet. Now, if you have never seen this before, you need to get this in your life.
Is he not a real person, then?
No.
You didn't tell me that.
What, you thought he was real?
Yes.
No, he's a character. Like Keith Lemon's a character. You knew that, right? You knew that Keith Lemon was a character.
Yeah, I think I did know that one.
Good.
But I didn't know this guy.
Yeah, well, you've never seen him before either, have you?
I thought he was just some dodgy salesman.
No. So, if you look up me, Scott Mills, on Facebook, I'm the one that says public figure underneath. That's me. Click on that and you can see this video on there. I urge you to watch this. If you're in the last kind of hour at work and you're a bit bored, get YouTube on, if they allow YouTube in your office, and, actually, you can get it onto my Facebook, like I said, and see the video on there. It made me laugh because this is exactly the kind of diet that me and Becky would attempt and fail.
Listen, don't draw me into this.
Listen to this.
This was me, Brian Butterfield, 6 months ago before starting my diet plan. But just look at me now. I feel like a new man, thanks to the Butterfield diet.
So there's a picture of him 6 months ago, and then he's like, look at me now. But he looks exactly the same, just as fat.
OK, here's your weekday plan. Breakfast, 1 cornflake, toasted with low-fat spread. Drink, hot water. Lunch, small raw potato, peeled. Salad, mini lettuce leaf. Drink, room temperature water. Dinner, square of low-fat turkey breast. Baked bean in low-fat tomato sauce. Broccoli shavings. Drink, chilled water. Pudding, ice cubes and artificial sweetener.
This is actually my favourite thing for ages. If you are revising and kind of losing the world to live at the moment, get on my Scott Mills Facebook and watch this. It will make you lol a lot.
Follow this diet to the letter every day. Then, at the weekend, it's time for a reward. Saturday is treat day.
And here's what you could have on treat day.
For 24 hours, you can literally eat anything.
Pizza, birthday pie, pints of cream, pork cylinders, potato grids, artificial bacon, large macs.
You name it.
Sandwich casserole, chocolate quail's eggs, garlic pudding, fluffy ruffs, hoisin crispy owl, pasta pillows, bonbon bonbons, McFortune cookies.
It's up to you.
Discount foie gras. Egg and ham slabs, during dinner mince, mystery meat, quiches Lorraine, 20 cheese omelette.
Anything goes. Just remember, you've only got 24 hours and not a second longer. Mm.
And that's it. And he's got a timer at the end of the 24 hours. Then he goes back to the one baked bean and the half inch turkey breast. I like hoisin crispy owl, particularly. Loads of people are like, I've loved this for ages. I know. Bom, 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 to you as well. But yeah, it's on my Facebook, Scott Mills. Check out the Brian Butterfield diet.
These trousers are so loose. I think I may need to buy a new belt.
If you're revising at the moment, or if you're just a little bit bored, watch it, because it's brilliant.
Bom, 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 bom. Pork cylinders, pints of cream, pasta pillows, 20 cheese omelette. Quiches Lorraine. Bom, 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 bom.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Bom, 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 bom.
All right, John.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Dursley, in Gloucestershire.
I know it well. What are you saying?
What I was saying, we made, in Year 10 English, we decided to do an advertising project about the Butterfield diet plan, and it made me look a bit mental, really, but...
Right, so you did...
great fun.
For your advertising project, you did Brian Butterfield's diet?
Yeah.
And you made an advert for it?
Yeah.
Wow. Including pork cylinders?
Pork cylinders.
Yeah.
Pints of cream?
Pints of cream.
Yeah.
20 cheese omelette?
20 cheese omelette.
Was that in there?
Yep.
Even Quiches Lorraine.
Quiches Lorraine.
That's the favourite, that one.
That
yeah.
is a good one, Quiches Lorraine, yeah. isn't it? Yeah. And you've got a way of doing this as your project.
Yeah. Well, it was like an end of year thing, and we just kind of did it and then got in a bit of trouble, but.
Did you get a good mark?
No.
Okay, good. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
20 cheese omelette.
Ah, it's that familiar music, which means you know it's nearly Friday when the Posh Radio 4 lady is here. Reading out what you're saying on Dear Scott. Here's what you've come up with this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L, Chris, and the one that doesn't speak.
Hello.
Last weekend, I spent a day on a barge for a friend's birthday, and it was lots of fun. You know the score. Drink, barbecue, rowing boat races, etc. During said rowing boat race, I had a massive fall, and I ended up stuck in the reeds for a good 10 minutes, while all my friends laughed and pointed while I struggled to break free. After much effort and a mild hissy fit from myself, I happily made it away from the bank, but holy Basil, unbeknownst to me, a random Russian man with a massive mullet, a friend of a friend, you know the type, had stripped off down to his boxers and jumped into the water in an attempt to rescue me. As it turned out, I didn't need him, so gave him a lift back to the shore and all was well. Lol. Smiley. However, said Russian man then spent a good 5 hours of the party just in his boxers. It was mildly uncomfortable for everyone, as we didn't know quite where to look. I just wanted to check, 1, is this normal behaviour? 2, is the mullet making a comeback? Perhaps Timmy Trendy might know. Thanks. High fives. Love you. Caroline, off of Guildford, XXX.
I think there is a certain type of bloke who will use any excuse to just be in his underwear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have met them before.
Are you one?
No, really not. I will use any opportunity to not be.
It takes a lot to get you in your pants.
It does. You're not wrong. How do you know?
Well, no, I don't know. I'm just saying, we've worked together, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
And I've only once seen you in just your pants.
Well, don't spread that rumour, Becky. It's not that hard to get me in my pants. But at work, yes.
P.S. I am totally hearting Christina Emmanuel's chicklets. When's the next instalment?
Yeah, I think we need to get Chris to do some more chicklets because he was so good at it. But yeah, there's a certain type of bloke that will just get their legs out and wear their pants at every opportunity. So he tried to rescue her, failed, she didn't really need him, but then kind of dried off over the course of the next five hours.
Once you're dry, that's it, back in your jeans.
Absolutely. But he used the opportunity there just for people to see him in his pants. Like I say, a certain type of bloke. We all know one. Next.
Guys, I'm getting more requests for legs, bums and tums at one today than running, so if that's cool with you guys, we'll do that. Regards, Adam.
Right, I don't think that was meant for us. How did that slip through the net, please?
I got that one, and I don't know why, because at no point ever have I been part of any gym, running club, legs, bums and tums, whatever, and I suddenly panicked and thought, oh my God, I'm going to be forced to run.
I didn't know they still do legs, bums and tums. That's
it's
like
quite
off of 90s, my mum.
Isn't it?
Well, it's what my mum used to go to the gym and do that.
And did she have lush legs, bums and tums?
No, because she never went enough. But it's all cool things like power cycle now and, you know, group spinning. It's not called bums and tums anymore, surely. What kind of gym are you going to? Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and the beloved PR4L. I've been wanting to email for a while, but for fear of being classed as a nutter, I've held back.
That's fine.
You see, my problem is this. When I was little, I was a massive Boyzone fan. Whenever I hurt myself, my mum would tell me to think about Ronan Keating, off of Boyzone, to try and take my mind off the pain. Many years have passed, and I hadn't really taken much notice of this until I stubbed my toe in a fire door. All I could do was picture a young Ronan Keating singing Love Me For A Reason while hobbling around the room in agony. The reason I'm so worried is because I'm expecting my first child later this year, and I really, really don't want to picture Ronan Keating throughout the whole of my labour. Please help, Scott. Is this normal? Love you long time. Melanie, off of Cambridge.
I think we've all thought at some point in our lives, WWRKD.
Yeah.
What would Ronan Keating do?
As Chris Moyles would say, life is a roller coaster. You've just
got
to
ride
it.
Yeah. But, admittedly, the thought of you going into labour and being in pain and then hearing the smile on your face, let me know that you need me, is worrying.
Maybe we could do like a meet and greet. We could organise for Ronan to turn up mid-birth.
Should we get on to him?
I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. Well, maybe, yeah, we could arrange for actual Ronan to
How
be there.
How much would she freak out if she'd been thinking the whole time, oh, Ronan Keating, yeah. And then all of a sudden he walks through the door?
Like she hasn't got enough to deal with. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, PR4L, oh, and Becky. Well, this is mainly aimed at Becky. I was listening a couple of weeks back about you going out to Afghan and being a bit of a pin-up for the lads. Well, I would like to add that some have wives, and it would be nice if you could discuss it with us before maybe thinking about sending pictures of yourself to the guys out there. How about maybe getting Chris and Scott to send the wives of the troops some pin-up pics? Yep, just something to think about. Love you. Emily, off of Norfolk, but really from Devon.
Well, we are a disgruntled forces wife there.
Well, this was a joke, wasn't it, a while back about how... I don't know how it started. How did it start?
I cannot remember.
I wouldn't have just gone, Ray, I'm so hot, I'm going to send my picture to the troops. Because I wouldn't do that.
I think maybe we suggested it.
It was a joke, I think.
Yeah.
Sitting of me in my boudoir.
Yeah. So sorry about that if we offended. Obviously, you're in a relationship with somebody in the forces. And that is never going to happen, me sending pictures to various ladies in the British forces. Not in any way. Chris might be up for it. I can ask. Other things we've noticed from this. Loads of gyms still do legs, bums and tums. I stand corrected. It's still on. Rachel in Dunfermline. Paul in Mansfield. Lucy in Grantham. Just went to one on Tuesday. Sophie in Sheffield. Her sister and her friends do legs, bums and tums. I'm so sorry. And also, another thing. It's not that hard to get me in my pants. Thank you.
Keisha's Lorraine.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
It's Scott Mills. It's 5:07. Hello, Nicola Roberts.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. This is weird. I haven't done this for a little while.
I know. And on your own as well.
Yeah.
No other people.
No other people.
So here you are at Radio 1. It has been a while, hasn't it?
A long while.
I think... it's a difficult thing for anyone, if you're used to being in a band, to suddenly be like, dunno, we had this with Nadine as well a while
yeah.
ago. What's it like? Even making a video on your own must be quite weird now.
It was like I was expecting Kimberly to like come charging in, moaning, the light's horrendous, and Sarah like charging in, moaning about something else, and then it was just going to be my turn on set, and it wasn't. It was just me all day, so it was like, I missed them.
Yeah.
But there was so much to be getting on with.
Yeah.
That it was fun. We had a really good day.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, and we had lots of people in the video, so it was good.
So there were some other people there as well.
Yeah.
Now, this is the first time your first solo single has been played in full anywhere.
Yes.
Quite...
dun, dun, dun!
Quite pleased I've got the world exclusive on this, Nicola. I know there's loads of, like, 20-second clips all over the internet. Mm. This is the first time anyone has heard the whole thing. And it's a really fun song, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that was what it was intended to be when I wrote it. I actually didn't think it was ever going to be a single. I wrote it as an album track. And that's why the verses are, like, rappy bits. And, you know, that's why it's kind of a little bit undone. And then we decided for it to be a single.
Mm. Yeah, the verses are quite weird, but yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I know. And when we decided it was going to be a single, I went back into the studio and started taking it apart again. Really, I think I just was overthinking it, and actually it was better the way it was. And
yeah,
you know, so.
As you were on your way here today, because I know you must be a little bit nervous, and I saw you tweet yesterday about you got your fingers and toes crossed that everyone likes it. What were you nervous about?
Just people not liking it.
Right.
It's funny because it's like I've said before, like you're in the studio for a long time and nobody has to like it. You know, it's like, it's just you and, you know, the producer, and you're there and you're being creative and it's fine, you're having fun, and, you know, you turn up and you're just in your scruffs and no one has to care. And then the day comes and you come into Radio 1 and everyone has to make a judgment, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Do you know, when Lily Allen came in, she were brought in The Fear for the first time, that track, which is a brilliant record.
Amazing.
But she was so scared that she wanted to run out before the end of the track got played. She was terrified. So it does happen quite a lot.
Like, the video exclusive is on T4 on Sunday, and I swear the phone is getting turned off.
Yeah.
The duvet is going to be up to the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Will you have it on, though?
I'll have it on. But you'll watch be watching it
through your fingers. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to play it in a minute. Lots of people very excited about this. The fans outside as well.
Yes, lovely.
With their Team Ginge banners.
Team Ginge. Woo! It's become a little thing.
Is that your thing, like Lady Gaga has monsters and all that?
I don't know, like everyone in the camp, like, and my boyfriend and everybody calls me Ginge, so it's not... It's just kind of like what I am in-house, I suppose.
I know you met Lady Gaga recently, didn't you?
I did.
You interviewed her.
I did.
How many people since then have asked you, what's she really like?
Do you know what? She's lovely. And actually, it's so nice to get a sense of who she is from just sitting in front of her rather than watching her through the TV.
Yeah, I interviewed her at Radio 1's Big Weekend, and I thought that she was quite... She was lovely.
Yeah.
And quite normal. But not normal, but normal for a global megastar.
More normal than what you think she's going to be. Yeah.
Because everyone immediately thinks that she's a little bit crazy. But I think she knows exactly what she's doing.
Well, for me, like, I am absolutely not definitely a presenter. I never will be. It's not a skill of mine whatsoever. So I just went in there thinking I just wanted to have a chat, like a girly chat, you know, hoping and praying that was going to happen. And she opened up a bit, and that's what it was. And so it was fine, and I'm glad I did it.
Were you scared of meeting her?
I was excited, and I didn't want her to be, you know, and she does that kind of poised. Yeah, I just wanted her to chat with me, and luckily that's what I got, so it was good.
Yeah. Who else would you be really scared to meet because you idolise them a little bit? Is there anyone? Eminem?
Oh, my God.
Right.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah. So what would you be like? You'd be like, hi. Hi, I'm Nicola.
You'd have to probably wheel me in. Wheel me in, and I'd have to have somebody gaffer tape my mouth up in case I said the wrong thing.
Anyone else?
I just absolutely, I think he is just a genius, the guy. And I listened to a lot of his stuff when I was making the album. Anyone else? Don't know.
Yeah, just Eminem.
Loads of people, like, you know, I like a lot of people, so... And I do get that, like, thing when you meet someone that you like. I do definitely feel that kind of...
Yeah, I still get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Right, should we play the track? Because people are going, where is it? Play it!
I'm scared!
I've heard clips. Get it on. Now, you kind of want it to happen, but at the same time you're scared, right?
It's like... That's it. It's like... I'm like, for God's sake, let's get it out there. I wrote this in August last year. It's been a long time coming. Like, let me just get it out there. But at the same time, I feel a little bit safe at the moment.
Yeah.
Until D-Day's not arrived.
Right, here it is. Beat of my drum, Nicola Roberts on Radio 1. Do you want to just go and hide over there?
Possibly.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's out there, it's fine.
Yeah, literally.
See, that's why I couldn't be a pop star. Just that day when you have to come into Radio 1 and say, here's my new song, Stress.
My heart's beating like 10,000 to the beat.
There we are. That was Nicola Roberts and Beat of My Drum. If you want to see us, by the way, you can look at the live webcam, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Click on the webcam and you can see Nicola as well. Do you want to hear some of the comments?
Only if they're good.
All right.
At least you're honest.
Ben in Bradford. Wow, wasn't expecting this. Go, Nicola. I'm a new member of Team Ginge.
Yay.
Crikey, wasn't expecting that. It's brilliant. From Tina. Nicola, track is cool, edgy, and an incredible surprise. A lot of people seem quite surprised. Someone says it sounds a little Gwen Stefani-ish. That's all right, isn't it?
That's fine by me.
Rosa in North London, yes. Well done, Nicola. Like nothing out there at the moment. Mm. And some people are saying it sounds a little bit like Justice. Mm. But that's good. Nicola Roberts and Beating My Drum. So that's out of the way. Everyone's heard
it
now.
Yeah.
You know that you're a style queen now and all that. Mm. You are. You're quite good at fashion.
Am I?
Yeah. Yeah, you're known for that, Nicola. Do you ever just go down River Island or H&M like normal people, most people?
I go down Topshop.
Do you?
I love going to Topshop. It's one of my favourite things to do.
But you must have thousands of pounds worth of clothes, right?
I've got a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you got a whole room just as a wardrobe?
But I share it with my boyfriend.
Okay.
And he's got nearly more clothes than me.
Has he?
Yep.
Wow.
Well.
How many items of clothing do you reckon you have? Be honest. How many?
Yeah, but I don't... You know what it is? I'm a hoarder. I don't like throwing things away.
All right.
So I have, like, generations of clothes.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, a lot of the band stuff in there.
Mm.
You know, a lot of the pieces that are, like, important things for me to remember.
Yeah.
So.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Do you ever wear the same thing twice?
Yes.
How, really?
All the time.
Do you?
I have a little black jacket that's like, it's starting to get a little bit embarrassing now. The amount that I wear it.
Now, there's a load of stuff in the magazines and newspapers about your dramatic makeover that you've supposedly had. They're saying the new teeth.
I had my teeth straightened and stuff, yeah.
Oh, they're good. Look at that.
Because I felt like God, I wanted to do it for ages.
Have you?
Yeah.
They're really good.
Do you prefer Nicola's or yours? Are you thinking now that you want a new one like Nicola's?
See, I had mine done about 4 years ago, and they're just now I've got teeth envy of you, Nicola. They are superb.
Gaga's Show Me Your Teeth should be our song.
What's that?
Scott. Gaga, Show Me Your Teeth should be our song.
Really should.
Do a duet.
Let's do it for charity.
And then they're saying you've got new hair, new lips, everything.
No.
No? Would you ever do that?
No.
Never.
Christ, can you imagine if your lips went wrong?
I know, well, you
but
see
don't
it.
Get me wrong, I do indulge in lip plumper, lip gloss.
Mm. But you see it all the time when it goes wrong, and I just don't understand why...
I just think there's a point, like, where do you stop? Like, you can say that you are comfortable with who you are, but if, you know, to the extreme, but then you wouldn't wear makeup every day. It's like, you know, you have to just do what makes you happy, you know, and stay as true to yourself as possible, but providing that it makes you happy.
Yeah. So I'm now going to ask about Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
Is the reunion happening next year?
I would like it to.
For your 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Can you believe you've been doing this 10 years?
Oh my God, now I don't feel old enough.
Well, no, you're not really. No. You did start quite young.
Mm.
So you would like to do something?
I would love to do something.
So who's in?
I mean, nothing's confirmed, but, you know, I think we're pretty much in. I think for the 10th anniversary, if I have to drag everyone back by their hair pigtails, then it's happening. Like, I would be...
Are you the one getting on the phone going, hello, let's do it?
No, I mean, we all love the band. And I absolutely love the band and can't wait till we're back together on stage.
Isn't it complicated now, though, getting them back together? Because obviously you've got your solo stuff and Kimberly's been doing her presenting and the Dean... done her solo stuff and Sarah's presenting and acting and obviously Cheryl. So, like, how... Surely with everyone doing their own thing, it's going to be hard to regroup again?
No. I mean, not really, because we see each other all the time. So it's like, to us, it's not... You know, there's not really been that break from each other. So the relationships are still there. The dynamics of the five people are still very much in place.
It's not like you don't speak to each other.
No, exactly. Like, so it's not... It's not like that for us.
Hmm.
And I think that the Girls Aloud, the band will always be, you know, our priority, and nothing I do will ever come in the way of the band.
It must be nice to do your own thing for a bit, though.
A little bit, yeah.
How long have you had that planned for?
Which?
Your solo stuff.
Well, I started writing as soon as the girls allowed took a break. And then it wasn't until probably the beginning of last year that I really started to seriously work towards making a record.
Hmm.
And that took a little while. I had to find my sound, and that takes a long time. And when you're writing anyway, it takes a little while. About a year. I've worked on it about a year.
So are there any new songs for Girls Aloud, or is it just starting again from the beginning?
Yet.
Right, okay, cool. You know what I'm going to ask you next, don't you?
I do.
Guess.
Should I answer it before you ask me?
Go on then. What is going on?
I'm going to say, I know that a lot of people are wishing her well.
Cheryl.
And
I didn't really need to say that, but just in case you don't know who we're talking about and you've been living under
a
rock.
It's hard because she's my friend and I don't want to be the person to add something else to the big pot that is already going on. So let's leave it at that.
Have you spoken to her?
Let's leave it at that.
Okay, good. Wow.
Mr. Scotty is pushing his luck.
I know. Okay, I'm out of questions.
Why do you sound like all serious?
No, I just wanted to, because everyone is, obviously that's the one question that everyone wants to know about, and no one's kind of providing any answers at the moment. And just because you're her mate, I thought you might be able to.
That's it. I'm her mate.
Okay. So what's going to happen next? You got a tour coming up, maybe?
No, do you know what? I'm just taking it one day at a time. Like, I need to figure out if people like the song first. I can't start getting ahead of myself. And I'm not that kind of person anyway. Like, I don't set myself up for things. I don't like to look forward in case I'm disappointed. So I'd just rather... I've made the record. I'm so proud of the record. I've had the best time making the record. I've learned so much. And I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
Mm. You must be super busy, though, because you've got your makeup, you've got your fashion, you've got your music as well.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a time to chill out?
Yeah, I do have some days off.
How do you relax, Nicola?
I relax with EastEnders on Sky Plus. Like a week's worth of episodes.
Oh, yes. Good old omnibus.
Ready salted walkers, bags of them.
Amazing.
Coffees, dogs...
All of that. Yeah.
Harry Potter's, all of that.
What are you liking musically at the moment? What are you listening to?
I like that Dev record.
Yes.
I think that's proper cool. What else do I like? I like the Dev one. I like LMFAO. I just was trying my hardest to learn the shuffle the other night. I think I grew myself 2 left feet.
You know, there's a video on the Radio 1 website of Vernon Kay.
Trying to do the shuffle?
Trying, yes.
And?
He did it in front of a live crowd at Radio 1's big weekend in Carlisle. And
I thought he was going to die.
Yeah, it was a bit slippy that day.
It had been raining really bad, and then he goes right to the edge of the stage with about 5 centimetres left to spare, and he's doing he's properly going for it.
Yeah.
Me and Scott are sat at the back going,
no!
Oh, my God.
He's
going to
fall off. He's going to fall off.
Oh, my God, I've got to see the link.
Yeah, we'll send it to you.
Because he slips at one point and then, like, brings it back, and you're just thinking, oh, Vernon, no.
I'm not sure that's how you, Nicola Roberts, would do the shuffle. I think Vernon's
well,
taking
I think
it.
If you was watching me trying to do it the other night, then me two little dogs were looking at me like, she's lost the plot.
What's she doing?
I was in me sweatpants, hair in a pony.
I love it.
I was going for it.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in today and seeing us. I know it's quite a stressy thing to premiere your song on the radio. But
well, that part, yeah.
Yeah. But apart from that, it was quite cool, wasn't it? Thanks for coming in, and I'm sure we'll see you again soon. Thank you, Nicola.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Boom, 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 boom.